Simin Shin Aleph Lamed Tes and Mem. This is one of the biggest Lamaisa Yisaidistika Seifim in Hilchis Haitza. And then as Yisaid, as Mishnah Berurah says, first it starts talking about a kila, like a tent that the person's taking, wearing outside of. It could be double as a tent, it could be used as clothing. But he says Yisaid here that a dover which is not choshev, then it's considered bottle to the beggar, and therefore it's not problematic, it's not itself. However, if it's choshev, then it's not bottle. And the Mishnah Berurah is miyasid, he brings on a chaya adam, who says, the Sifkat and Kufnun, that it really depends on what your das is. For example, you have a loop on your tie, and you put the bottom half of the tie through the loop, and it rips on Shabbos. So it's halfway on, halfway off. What's your kavanah? Are you planning on fixing it after Shabbos? You should be able to stick it in. Or no, you can rip it off after Shabbos. Or you're going to leave it. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Whether or not it's mutter or aser to go out on Shabbos, it depends on that. If you're betting planning on fixing it, so then it's still chashivas, then it's a masri. We don't look at it as tuffel to the beggar, because this is something that I'm going to use, and it can't be used now. So it's something which has chashivas ba'atzim, because there is a use for it, and it can't be used now, so it can't be a chilek of the beggar. Masha ein kein. In an oifen where you decide that you're just not going to use it, then it's tuffel. It has no chashivas b'chlal. It's insignificant, and then it becomes tuffel to the beggar. It's like little strings that are sticking out of the beggar, that they have no chashivas. Even if, for example, if a person's button falls off, and the strings that are sticking out, it's tuffel to the beggar. It has no chashivas. Not a problem. Now, this is very nigga with all types of the loop to hang up the back of your jacket. Right? So, very often, if you're not careful, then it rips off. Oh, on Shabbos it rips off. So now, half of it rips and half of it's on. What's halacha? If you're planning on fixing it after Shabbos, so, or else where else you can hang it up in the mirror, so then you have a problem. You can't use it. However, if you're not planning on fixing it, forget it. No, I'll just hang it up on the collar, whatever it is. I won't hang it up anymore. I'll put in a new one. Then, in a chanami, it has no chashivas and it's tough. A similar thing is a loose button. Let's say you have a button that you don't want to use because it's loose. So if you're scared to use it. So if you're planning on putting it back on, so you're planning on fixing it, so that's chashivas. And it's tough. Right now it has no use. And you're scared that if you're going to use it, it's going to fall off. However, something which says, if it's just a regular garbage button, whatever, regular shirt button, that you have other ones, it's not like a suit button that it has to match the suit or whatever, something like that, then most people don't really care if it pops off. No, they'll still use it even if it's with some tourists, they'll put in a new button. Then Mimela, you would be allowed to go out with it as long as you're still using it. It has chashivas. This is style. That's style, therefore that's considered that's tachshit. The big question is, what's with the buttons that are on the bottom of the shirt that they add on? Every shirt, just about, has their buttons that they stick on the bottom. Can you go out with those? So I remember before I went to America last time, I was going to be in Flatbush for Shabbos, so I knocked them off. That's how I grew up. That you knock off the buttons. And that's what I said. So I came to my cousin's house and he says, buttons. Don't make them buttons. The gold watch, that's the problem. That's the way we don't go. My shirt is true. So I didn't have my buttons on my shirt, I didn't have not my watch on my hand. So I had to leave it there left to shower. Kids are the mice, the most places they were making, they bring down Bashir Mesha. Even the Shemir Shabbos, interesting, very interesting Shemir Shabbos Chalsa. Shemir Shabbos Chalsa says that extra buttons, he says if they're Chashra buttons, not just regular shirt buttons, they're special types of buttons. In other words, they're specially meant for that. Here, generally, if you don't have these buttons fall off, you get buttons from a different shirt, not the end of the world. Says the Shemir Shabbos Chalsa that if it's a special type of button, like a suit button, that they add in, that they're sewn into the suit, he says that's problematic. That is chashivas b'fnei asmai, and therefore it's problematic. He brings down the Na'ara. Ach, shamati mi'agurim b'shlom azal ben arba. He says it's not a problem. He says once it's buttoned on, it's meant to be there. It's not just like an added thing. When you have a loop which broke, so then you're going to fix it, so it can't be used as is, and that's not what it's supposed to be used for, and that's even the problem. Here, they purposely put it on. They put it on that you should have extra buttons. And that's what it's meant, and therefore he says, not even chashar buttons are not a problem. But certainly by not chashar buttons, even that, the Shemir Shabbos Chalsa is mekel, and it brings down that the Ramesh is mekel, Refraim Greenblatt, and Refraim the Ramesh is mekel. And for the most part, that is, many are annoying like that it's not a problem, and you don't have to worry about that.
Mutter because it's part of the beggar?
It's mutter because it's tough that the beggar has no chashivas. Doesn't have chashivas, therefore it's considered tough to the beggar. It's like strings, extra it doesn't bother you if it's missing. It doesn't. It's sewn on.
You want to keep the buttons so that they don't get lost.
Yeah, but what happens is, if it's special buttons, you want that for these buttons. So then, so do you really care? How much do you care about your shoe buttons?
Sure,
oh, so if it's a suit button, so that's where the Shmish HaMatzah was mach. Shmish HaMatzah was talking about. So Shlomo Zalman was saying that the only problem of that something can't be tefil is when it's there for a specific reason and it's not acting that reason. In other words, the piece that's on the back to hang up your jacket, it ripped. Therefore, it's there, it was meant to be used as it is, it's not being used, and you want to still keep it to be used in the future. Here, you don't want to use it now. It's meant to stay here, and then if something happens, you move it to a different part of the Begad. But it's meant to be part of the Begad, either on this side of the Begad, he says, start off on this side of the Begad, or soon it will be on the other side of the Begad. In other words, they meant that it should be here for whenever you need it. They meant that it should be here for, so therefore it's not something which is not being used. It's meant to be used now, and it's not being used. No, it's tefillah to the Begad, it's something which is sewn on, it's never tefillah to the Begad, and it has no chance in the house, because right now I'm not using it, it's not meant to be used now. So you even can be mekel, according to Shlomo Zalman, even with fancy buttons. That's really, these types of halachas really depends on, are you planning on fixing it or not planning on fixing it, and whether or not they're going to go out. There's another halacha which is mentioned, it's actually brought down in Shin Chavav. How are you allowed to go out when it's pouring rain? When it's pouring rain, so your jacket gets soaking wet. It gets balua with a ton of water. That's something which, well, is that Zavishim Miskavin? Zavishim Miskavin?
You don't want it.
You don't want it. The question is, Matin Lechatchilam. So it's a passion that they took Lachiyat if it's a problem. No, it's a Yitzah. So, Al Schita, you're just walking, you know, it's not a secretion, you know. With your socks, they talk about it, squeeze down, go back in, squeeze out, go back in, Al Schita Bechal. But the Taz says something interesting. He says, Hitzok Halachar Yad, which is Bruce Batayin and Shin Chavav, Hitzok Halachar Yad is only Asmi Darbanan. The Mokh Nili Afshir, like Azar Ban, what are you supposed to do if you're outside and you get caught in a thunderstorm? You have to take off all your clothing, so you shouldn't
check. So
they talk about walking. Now, can you walk outside? Can you walk outside if it's pouring? The Pasha says, Kol Kama, that they weren't Gezer, like Chachila, by this. Since it's a Milsa Zali Efshir, so then even where it is Efshir, they weren't Machalik, and they didn't say that you're not allowed to go outside when it's raining because. But I think this is a Shomer Rav that says that maybe. What? If sticker. Yeah. Which is Admish Ruva. Kavim Yishra also. That's it. Sticker Yishra.
It's not sure going to happen after every step.
It could be that it's also not considered segregation because now that you're doing it, it's still segregation.
Every step you're walking, it's not
sure
going to be soaking wet.
Once you're soaked.
When you go on
last Shabbos. Was it like was it last Shabbos? No, last Shabbos. Poured. Soaking wet. Sif Mem. Let's just finish up. Sif Mem. Sif Mem is the story is hat. About 24 years ago, I was with my brother in Bencraft. All of us all? So I was there, and yeah, I think he was buying Benzina actually, the famous Benzina, about 23, 24 years ago. And then the big brims were in style. The Chassidish Yid that was there, Vosmit oil. So, you want to know the halacha is that if it's a tefach wide, then it's a problem of oil. So, Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's common sense that you make. Well, first of all, maybe it's only considered oil if it's very, very hard and you can't bend it down. You could bend it down. See, this has been a problem. But it's meant to be put up and put down, and therefore, the Chorah, that's one reason it's not a problem. The Mishnah Berurah says also it goes at an angle, maybe it doesn't have oil because of that. Another svara that some people are makel. It's because of Rashi. Rashi holds no such thing as oil by clothing. It has been of clothing. It doesn't have a shame of oil. Therefore, it's not a problem. What's going to be? No, Yashu was brought down to say that Shabbos quotes him that our hats baklal is the style. And I thought maybe that's why the new style is the short brims. Right? You shouldn't have the problem with oil. He didn't make them himself. But the pashas is that's the style, and therefore it's bechalan problem. The nafkei minu instead of the taimim is with a baseball cap or a sun visor. Is that what does that answer? If the whole part is that it's not meant for tail, it's only meant because of the styles. Then in these cases, taka bealser. Mashenkin for simchon Rashi, Rashi holds it's not shaykh to have oil that you're wearing, and in such a case, then it's going to be
sun visor. Sun visor would still be fine, no?
What?
Sun visor.
No, it's a hat. It's a hat.
All of
yeah, but it's lush. We don't look at it as oil. Something which you wear is not looked at as oil. The Ma'aseh Mishabura says, in the Chiz B'Amar Kehilim, like Rashi, he says, if there is no minig, you should taka b'machmer. Well, it's hard to say anywhere that there's a minig. Anybody that's wearing a baseball cap, maybe the Chaz Chilu shouldn't wear a baseball cap on Shabbos. Somebody was telling me about it. Okay. I think you said it was rough.
Stop wearing a baseball cap, right?
And that, and the, I don't know what the rubber's wearing the baseball cap, but then we're sure. We can't have this off, but it's a lot of money. And that's the luck of hats.